The other discussion I wanted to ask you about was Howard Hochster's talk about systemic therapy for the patient with potentially curable metastatic disease and the question of, do you go all out and use chemotherapy plus double antibody therapy? What were your thoughts about that?
Well, again, there isn't a lot of data out there on the use of double antibody therapy, and the CLGB trial 80405 is looking at that. It's dealer's choice, FOLFOX or FOLFIRI with either cetuximab, bevacizumab, or both. And then the PACE trial, which is completed accrual, looked at panitumumab plus bevacizumab with chemotherapy or bevacizumab alone. We don't have response data really on any of those studies or progression-free survival or overall survival data. You could make an argument for pulling out all the stops. Another approach that you could use in this circumstance would be the FOLFOXIRI approach that's being used in Europe. In Europe, it often is not possible to use the monoclonal antibodies because of the cost of drugs there. And in that circumstance, using three chemo drugs rather than two chemo drugs and two antibodies might be the preferred approach. I have not yet used FOLFOXIRI in my practice. You know, I think that the results that are being seen are similar to the results seen with bevacizumab, and I have to admit that I'm a little daunted by the prospect of the toxicity.
You know, one of the things that I was kind of confused coming out of the meeting is this issue of, quote, using systemic therapy to make patients, quote, curable for surgery. And yet, you know, we had this discussion about the fact that even when you sterilize a tumor clinically in terms of imaging, that you know there are going to be tumor cells there. And then the question of sort of having the tumor get pulled back a little bit so the surgery can be done. Can you talk about your take on all that?
Well, I do think that that's important. You know, there are times when the bile ducts and the hepatic vasculature become the limiting margins in terms of what can and can't be resected. If something is very central in the liver, you may not be able to leave an adequate hepatic remnant and get a good enough margin to permit a good cancer operation. And so if you can shrink the tumor back away from those vascular structures, you may have a better outcome. And that technique has certainly been best exploited by the group at the Hospital Paul Broussais in France, led by Bismuth and Adam, who have these amazing pictures that they show of patients with softballs in their liver that shrink down to golf balls and then are resected.
Have you done that yourself in your own practice, had patients like that?
Yes, I have. I've had some patients with amazingly large tumors that have ended up disease-free. And while not all of them have ended up being disease-free permanently, I believe that their survival has been positively impacted by hepatic resection. One can always ask the question, is there ever a role for serial non-curative surgery in the management of patients with colorectal cancer? And I have to admit that there was a patient advocate in Canada who I crossed paths with who subsequently has died of her disease, but who had recurrent colon cancer managed surgically more than medically over a period of about 8 years.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special Think Tank edition of Colorectal Cancer Update.